futurist and all-round good person, Morris Musilowski. Hello, Morris.
Hello, Ted. Hello, everyone.
Happy New Year to you, Morris.
And to you. And to you.
And I should mention, I usually mention this at the end of our little conversations, but I should mention at the start, if ever you want to get in contact with Morris to get him along for a conference or part of his consulting services, you can always get in contact with Morris Musilowski on...
businessfuturist.com.
And there are no steak knives thrown in, is there?
Look, if it helps, it helps.
There are no steak knives thrown in.
But if it helps, you know, what can I tell you?
Yeah. Now, Morris, what you can tell me, being our resident futurist here on 882 6PR on the Weekender, you can tell us what you are expecting in the future as far as we are concerned.
I could do that. So I've put together my annual list of what I think we're up for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my top 10.
Your top 10. Do you start from number 1?
No.
Or do you start from number 1 going backwards or 10 going forwards?
I do neither. I never make lists top 1 to 10.
Oh, I see.
I just put them all in the pot. Decide which
okay.
one.
So going into the pot, what's the first one you're pulling out, Morris Musilowski?
Well, it's the overall theme for me for this year. And I think for me it's what I've termed it near and dear. We're, with technology, with the way we're thinking, we're very much centralizing and thinking about the world as it affects us.
Mm-hmm.
And with the technology, as we've spoken about over the last few months now, it's really driving us to understand the world from where we're standing. We've talked about mobile devices that can give us information about the shops we're walking past. We've talked lots about Facebooks and LinkedIns and Twitters and all kinds of things that bring information to us. And we're just going, this year is going to expand on all of that and grow from there.
Okay.
So overall, 2011, I think, and this is not crystal ball stuff, this is just looking at the way the world has played itself out, the way Australia's been in the last few years, 2011 to me is going to be a fairly strong year across the board.
Now you start off with hyper-me.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, I know what it's like to get hyper. I've had red cordial.
So hyper-me is, again, that notion that everything is going to be me-centric.
Nothing to do with red cordial, Morris.
No, it could
okay.
be. It could be.
Okay.
I don't mind a bit of red cordial now and again. So hyper-me is what we were talking about. The reality is that increasingly the devices, the things we read about, the things we see are going to be centralised around us.
Mm.
Interestingly, even the news as we know it is likely to start bending this year, with Rupert Murdoch and others talking about providing newspapers on iPads and
yeah.
moving towards that kind of element, which is going to be a newspaper if he brings to the public what he says, a newspaper that will be obviously on an e-reader, so it'll be on the device that we have, and it will be a newspaper about information that you specifically want to know, and then bridging out to the more general news.
But Morris, how is Rupert going to make money out of this? Because between you and me, I think the old Rupert's in it for the dollar.
Oh, he always is. Look, I'm not convinced he will make money out of it, to be truthful. This is something that he's been on about, and many other newspaper and media publishers in general have been on about for the last few years. I think personally that they're using an old paradigm, they're using an old way of thinking to try and make money in a new marketplace, and it's just not going to work.
Mm.
What he says is, on a subscription basis pretty much, is that you'll pay for bits and pieces of the news.
Oh, sure.
But
yeah.
the reality is that you and I, with not much effort, can get on to the internet and find the news without paying him for it.
Yeah, so why go somewhere where you have to put your hand in your cyber pocket?
And that's the bit I can't understand. Now, what he's saying, and what, not we shouldn't just say him, but what many people are saying, is that he's going to add the extra complexity, he's going to give us the insights, the information, the backgrounds, videos, do all the things that he's able to do behind the news. But again, I'm not convinced many of us are going to want to put our hand in the pocket when we can do that for free.
Do you know, it's funny you should say that, because I think most of us would agree with you, Morris Musilowski.
But really, and this is not just because you and I talk on radio, but radio is so good at this. I mean, that's what radio does well.
Well, we do it all the time, and the most instant news you really get
yes.
is right here on radio.
And it's hyper-personalised, and I still think it is, because we listen to radio stations that we enjoy. We value the same things that, you know, that our listeners do, as do the presenters do, and we talk to each other. As you said, it's immediate.
Mm. So. And it's all about communication, and I know I'm getting off the track a little here, Morris, but I'm not concerned how young people today communicate by emails and texting and things like that, and don't talk one-to-one, because they're still communicating, and that's what it's all about. As long as people can communicate, that's what makes us different.
And I love that thought, because I totally agree with you. They communicate in a different way than we do, but then again, I don't communicate in the same way that Shakespeare did either. And my parents lament the way that I don't communicate the way they did.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a generational thing.
It always is. And going back to that too, I actually think they communicate more than we ever did.
Yes, you're probably right. And social networking, can it get any bigger than it is already, Morris,
yes,
in the future?
Yes, just put your seatbelt on. We've seen nothing yet. Social networking is here to stay, at least for the next, I'd say, 10 years or so, until we grow something else.
Mm.
And for me, social networks have just gone through their infancy. We're about to take them into teenage years. So we've been playing with them, we've kind of come to terms with what it might be able to do, and I think this year marks the year where we will begin to be serious about them. They'll definitely make their inroads into business. By the end of this year, we'll all be Facebooking or doing something similar online.
Because you know I'm loath to join Facebook.
I know, but I'm hoping by the end of the summer that I'll have convinced you somewhat.
It's not that I'm against technology, because, hey, I wish I could become more technologically literate than I am already. It's just this sense of privacy bothers me.
And you're right too, but again, the privacy is something you need to control. So you don't necessarily give it away when you go into the cybernet, but you need to be careful, as we all do when we join Facebook, when we join any site, that we dial down privacy or up, whichever way you want to think of it, so it's comfortable for you.
Okay.
Because with Facebook, of course, you can choose the number of people, you know, the sorts of people that get your messages, so you're right, absolutely right, to be thoughtful about it, but it shouldn't stop you doing it entirely.
Okay, now Morris, you can answer these questions for me here on 882-6PR. It's a weekend that Morris Misalowski, our futurist, is with us. I'm finding it hard to get my head around apps. Can you explain it for this little black duck so I understand it?
Sure. Now, that's another one of my predictions, that we're going to see more and more of them through to the end of this year and beyond.
Apps,
A-double-P-S. Yes, is really the vernacular term. It's not anything else, and it's short for applications, is where the word comes from, and because we're lazy with the English language, we always make it shorter. So an app is a little software program, and in the past we might have bought software programs like Word or Excel or something else. In other words, we want the computer to do something specific for us, and we went out and we bought something that did it. Nowadays, it works in a different way. We can still go out and buy those big apps, but increasingly on devices we carry with us, like our mobile phones, our iPads, our laptops, netbooks, whatever, we just want something very small, very specific to do a certain task for us. And that's where we download an app. So an app, for instance, might be something that gets us the weather, it might be something that gives us newspapers, it might give us Facebook, it might give us a specific thing, but each one of those is one single solitary task, and the app's something that somebody builds. They put it up either through the App Store at Apple or through Android or something else. We can get them either for free, depending if that's what they cost, in other words, nothing, or we can get them for a small amount of money. And the ones we pay for are generally around the 99 cents to $10 mark.
Is it really a shortcut, Morris?
It's a shortcut in the sense that it's quick to load, it's relatively cheap, and it gives you exactly what you want. And it gives it to you almost instantly.
Will I be able to do without it?
I don't think so.
Okay, I've got to learn and understand it then, I guess.
Well, then, the learning and thing really is only downloading it. Pressing them on.
That's always my bottom line is, do I really need it?
Well, that's a big question. That's always a big question. About anything.
But so often we say, look, even if I don't need it, I better have it just in case I will need it.
The nice thing about apps is that you can get them when you need them. So, and that's why they become so popular, because you don't have to pre-decide. So literally, if you're walking around the street or if you're somewhere and you want to know something and you can't get it through a search on one of your mobile devices, you can download an app through the store, literally instantly, and just get that information there and then.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good, for instance, if you want to know what's on at the movies and you're walking around the shopping centre. Now, you can download an app from one of the, you know, from Village or Hoyts or wherever, and find out what's on at the movies and even book your tickets before.
It's interesting because I was checking up in the newspaper about Reading Cinemas, which is, a movie chain, and it basically said, check online. And I checked online, and there was more information there than certainly was in the newspaper.
Yes, and they want you to, they really do want to push you to online, because not just finding out about the session time, but you can actually watch a trailer of it, you can find out the cast, you can listen to some music from it, you can read reviews of other people that have been, and for many of the cinemas, including Reading, you can often buy the tickets online too.
Now, Now, I just have one other question I want to ask of you today. We probably haven't covered everything, but then we just start chatting and time runs away from us. But I want to ask you this very important question, Morris. To say about 2011, can we look back at your previous predictions to see how right you got it?
We absolutely can.
You can?
We can. And of course,
brave man.
Because I say that, that means I must have been good. Look, I've been predicting, my predictions are online going back to 2005, and you'll find them at the website. I'm happy to say that I've always scored above 9 for them. In fact, normally 10 out of 10 on them.
I like knowing you, Morris Misalowski. you're certainly better than that astrologer I used to pay $1.50 a week to consult.
$1.50? Wow.
Wow. Gee, he was well paid, wasn't he?
Wasn't it?
Morris, give us all your details again.
So if you want to get the complete list of 10,
yep,
you'll find that at my blog, which is businessfuturist.me. businessfuturist.me. And if you want to find out more about the services I provide, it's businessfuturist.com.
It's always a pleasure talking with you, Morris Misalowski.
As it is, and I wish everyone the most incredible 2011, and I hope it exceeds all our expectations of